All right. Now, you guys just listened to Jerk It Out by Caesars, Every Time I Look For You by Blink-182, and Bring You Down by Left Front Tire. And this last song that you guys listen to right now is Red Eyes by John R. Miller. A little country just to end off. I know I'm not a huge country person myself, but I thought it might be a good ending. My name is Trevor. Mariel used to be here, and you are listening to M&T's Audio Adventure on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You guys got a great show next, so have fun, and we will see you some Thursday in the future. All right, we can get to close out this song and then move on.
Just 'cause you got nowhere to be doesn't mean nowhere's all you can see. Said freedom is all you get for free, so go tell it up on high. Your four walls are all you've ever known. Go make some river bank your home. You might find you ain't so alone under the naked sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just got done with M&T's Audio Adventure sans M this week. Real bummer. It's usually the vibes from M&T's Audio Adventure are great, and the logo goes crazy. I caught it on the wall. It's insane. I love it. All right, I need to get set up. I need to log in and log songs, but I'm gonna play Big Drum by Vorso. We'll talk a little bit more about this album afterwards, but this will be some good beats to just bounce to for a little bit for like 4 minutes. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
All right. Really fun track. I love it. I love how deep the bass is and that it is truly a big drum. I love like big room music, stuff that's really made to just reverberate around like a big warehouse or like cathedral kind of thing. And a lot of lower frequencies on that drum. Really, I like it. It's a good track. This whole album is really great. I've had it in my backlog queue for a while and finally kind of got to it in pieces this week. And it's the Holonomy album by Vorso. Vorso is an artist that I've liked for a while now. I think I found him from Smog, which is a track on the Monster Cat label. It's like a halftime track. And that's usually what he does. He does a lot of like halftime and drum and bass stuff. And what I really like about his production technique is he's always like really looking for ways to make sounds or like digital sounds a lot more organic. And so he does a lot of his automation kind of by hooking up a Xbox Kinect controller to the parameters of sounds and synthesizers and then moving them with his hands and his body to kind of give it a little bit more of like a flow and like a jitter and like a more human like kind of inconsistency that like a digital reproduction might not actually have. So it's really cool. I remember watching him kind of set some of that up, and it's cool to see him bend like sounds in like three different directions at once because he can move his hand in three dimensions to like move three different parameters. So that was really cool, and I think you can hear a lot of really smooth changes between sounds and stuff throughout this whole album. It's really fun. So it's a good listen, and definitely a fun listen all the way through because a lot of the tracks kind of blend together. I really like Big Drum, Facets, Chef's Suggestion, Listening Station, Offshore Platform, and Penrose Staircase. And I think we'll probably do one more of these just because it's kind of a good vibe. I like it. We'll do Listening Station, and if I remember correctly, this one is kind of crazy. It's got a lot more like deeper basses, some weirder noises in it for sure, but that's a little bit more of Vorso style too for sure, especially with like the halftime stuff. A lot more kind of drawn out basses and really weird warbly sounds, but I like it. And this one's got a nice little hodgepodge of a lot of different techniques from the album, so we'll go into that. Here's Listening Station by Vorso.
Out.
That track was actually a lot more linear than I thought. It's basically just like a pretty nice D&B track. I believe the one that is more of like a sample platter of the whole album might have been the following track. I might have put the wrong one on my playlist, but oh well, it's a good vibe. I also love when a track like that will throw like a metronome in it for just a little bit. I don't think this one did have that, but there's like a Paper Skies track that does that. It was so hard. So D&B producers, throw a nice chime metronome in at like 2 bars right in the middle of a drop sometime, goes crazy. But speaking of organic instruments and keeping things with a little bit of like human feel, I suppose, I want to play this track by Pluco. I think Pluco has definitely been like exploring a lot of different sounds lately, but has kind of refined or honed in on really focusing on like granular synthesis and like chopping samples up, layering them over each other, and dealing a lot with like organized randomization, I suppose. And a lot of that, I think a lot of Pluco's like explosion of popularity came out after the Roly instrument was released, like the Roly MIDI instrument, because it allows people playing it, it's like a piano keyboard, but you can move your fingers up and down the keys as well to kind of like control like velocities or other types of parameters on your synthesizer. And he'll basically just like sit in a field and plug this thing into his laptop and then like run his hands across it for like 8 hours and save certain parts that he thinks sounds good and then turn it into a song a little later. And I just think that's like a really kind of cool idea that like Pluco was making music for a while and doing really well at it. But like once this device came out and made it easier for him to kind of get to the sounds that he wanted and refined on, like his style very much became more consolidated, more focused, I feel like, and like his project as a whole kind of really like took shape, I guess, kind of by means of this new device coming out, which is kind of interesting. You never know when that like next piece of tech or tool or something is going to come out and maybe like unleash another part of your or a friend's passion or something. Kind of something to look out for, I guess. Maybe it'll be another Roly keyboard, Roly keyboard 2. We'll start the next great band. Probably not. But this is a collab with D-Vault, and I think it's going to be on the Oxy 2 EP that Pluco was teasing for a little bit, and I really like it. It's a great track, just very like rave melancholic, I think, and it's got a really nice deep techno beat too, so let's get into it with Sleep No More by Pluco and D-Vault. I can't hear. Good track. I've really been loving Pluko's, like, I don't know, Oxy 1 was just such a great album. I was listening to it, like, all the time. And Oxy 2 I'm really excited for. We never got to the Jewels track last week, which was a shame. I played way too much Virtual Riot. So this is going to be, like, a little bit of a jump because this isn't necessarily techno. But it's really hard to kind of classify any Jewels track as just one genre. I feel like every single one of his tracks, especially on the Floor Space album, which I cannot promote enough. I love it so, so much. I just listened to it actually like yesterday, I think, because I was like, I couldn't find the right vibe that I was going for to like lock in for work for like a little bit. And then like defaulted based on the last track. Haha, I'm so funny. To the Floor Space album and just played it all the way through. And it's so good. Every track blends really well into each other. And every track is like two or three kind of different ideas all blended together. It's really fun. And this kind of follows suit with that. There is a first drop and a second drop that kind of differ from each other, and a middling section that is also like a different idea, I suppose. Jewels really loves to play around all within one song, and it's such a vibe. I cannot wait to catch him live at some point. I'm going to claim so much Floor Space and dance like crazy, but until then, we'll just play Ego (parentheses Take It Back) by Jewels in the studio really, really loud, and dance like an idiot here instead. So here is Ego, and from here on out, we'll probably play some of the ISO, some Must Die. It might get a little heavier throughout the rest of the night here, but we'll see. Here's Ego with Jewels.
Put my foot on the floor, and I'm not lifting till I see God or a checkered flag.
whatever that patch is for Jewel's bass leads are like, it's all over the Floor Space album too, but it's so good. Something about the timbre or texture or something of that lead sound and the melodies of his drops are just like so good. I love it. It does something to my brain. I don't know what I want to play next. I kind of want to play the new Tosoki track as well, because I wanted to play that last week. I missed out. Honestly, we'll just go into it. I think it's pretty good. You should check out also, if you like it, Tosoki was messing around with some like double drops on his Instagram. And I think one of them was like a double drop with the Kaiwachi remix of Taka by Skrillex. And I went, like, I thought it was pretty good. I would love to hear that double drop live sometime, but... also, I think Tosoki's just a fun artist to follow online, because he's very much still just having fun with his music and his sound and like figuring his project out. And it's fun to kind of be along for the ride, even though I've like found him in like early high school, I feel like. So he's still like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of especially electronic musicians find like a groove or like a niche and then really fit into that and like dive into that. And Tosoki still has like a really defined sound. But is still like really excited about exploring it and trying to figure out what he can do with it. And it's, I don't know, it's just got a little bit of like a juvenile kind of innocent energy to it. That's fun to follow, I feel like, of like the dreamers, you know? But in any case, with all that sappy stuff out of the way, let's get into some bad dubstep. Here is Control by Tosoki, and I really like it. I think the drop sound goes pretty hard, but let me know what you guys think, or don't, whatever. I can't control you. Haha, haha. Okay, here it is. It's a very chirpy like drop lead, I feel like, so it does layer well over some of the other tracks that he was trying to mix it with on his Insta page. So I like that. I love dubstep tracks or like electronic tracks that have like they stick to one frequency band like really strictly. Like that one is really high, really chirpy, and so you can take one that's a little bit lower and just put them together really easily, usually with like very minimal overhead, which is nice, and you can sometimes get some cool combinations out of that. Okay, we're about halfway, so I want to start making sure that we cover some of the Must Die album, because Vampire Weapon Midnight is a super fun album, and one of the tracks like came out of nowhere for what I was expecting of Must Die. Like, I found Must Die through like his Bliss 2K era. I guess he had like Bliss 2K, Chaos, Misery System, and Funeral Zone were like all these like back-to-back tracks that were just super ravey, crazy energy. And now he does a lot more like hardcore and like hard style, as well as just like straight up like speaker shredding stuff. Like he's kind of in the same vein as Subtronics, where like at a certain point it becomes less interested in sound and making it sound good, and much more interested in like the digital process of making a speaker vibrate in unique ways. And so it sounds really like terrible. It's really terrible. It's hard to listen to, for sure. I still really like it because I think it's interesting, but like if it was dropping at a club for like 2 hours straight, you would probably die. And just to like, I want to get like a teaser of what some of that sounds like, I suppose, because one of the tracks on this album is so far out of left field, and that's just like not gonna hit unless you have the context of some of Must Die stuff. So I want to grab just the drop of Bliss 2K, which is one of the tracks that I found him through, so that you get an idea of kind of what drew me to this artist, I suppose, because that's obviously super, super important for all listeners. So I think that's probably around here. I'm going to fade it in just a little bit. Yo, listen. So yeah, it's like all over the place, tons of energy, and lots of these like really like patty white noise layers to just add a bunch of like static and like chaos, I guess, and like noise into the track and keep the energy going, I guess. And very, very ravey, I would say. And then on Crisis Vision, which was another album, I feel like, is it Hellburst? I think Hellburst is the track that's basically like the speaker obliterating one. So let me see if I can find a spot in there, where he's been experimenting a lot more with stuff like this. Right, so it's just very, very thumpy, very, like, obviously, like, I could hear it at least right now in the studio monitors. I might get an email later saying, like, can you please stop doing that to them? It would not be the first time. But it's fun. Like, I think it is cool when people, like, take an art form in, like, a really different direction, right? Like, I know it's music and it's supposed to sound good, but, like, I'm also really interested in, like, signal processing and synthesis and vibration in general, and, like, it's cool to make speakers do weird things. But the Vampire Weapon EP has a little bit of that on it, a little bit kind of back into the like rave scene, I guess, of where I found Must Die, which is really fun in some of the tracks like Selecta and The Light. But the two that I want to play on the show tonight are Disconnect, because I think it uses a really fun like sample, and also has like a lot of fun playing with like drum samples as well. But I really do love anything that uses like a dial tone sample or like a signal tone sample or something very like Morse code-y or sonar-y, you know, it's just very, I love that vibe. And the timbre of those sounds are great. So this one uses a lot of like dial up sounds and fun, drum loops as well to get some really cool patterns in it. So we'll play that. And then I'll play the other track that just like came way out of left field from what I expected from Must Die. And then we'll maybe go to the ISO album as well, because there's some really great stuff on that too. So here is Disconnect by Must Die. Thanks for bearing with me through whatever those last two previews were. And here's something that's hopefully a little bit easier to listen to. Yeah, I love that track. I love the second drop and how it just kind of like stutters the like attack hit of like a drum over and over and over again, and then slowly tapers it off. It kind of sounds like, you know, when if you've ever looked at like the waveform of a drum, probably not. Look it up right now. It very much looks like kind of like exponential curve downward, or yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. And instead of kind of just playing it all the way through, I think he's kind of chopping it up into like a bunch of sections and then just duplicating them over each other, or kind of like extending each part. So it just plays every like slice of the sound like four or five times. So you still get the like tone of it like drowning out or like drawing off, but you still get all the like a ton of like punchiness like over and over and over again with the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. But the track is called Disconnect, and that leads really well into our PSA, which is about blackout emergency preparedness. So if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Two things to say about that. One, the best part of a blackout is candles. So, okay, no, I'm like, don't set your house on fire, but like, at the same time, like whenever the like electricity used to go out at my old farmhouse, I felt like it was so fun to just set up like candles. And wow, I'm saying like a lot right now too. That is not one of my linguistic tics, so I don't know what's up with that, which I have many of, which is mostly just not talking correctly. But I love the candles. It's just like, it's a nice vibe. And the second thing is, if the power ever does go out, feel free to reach out to me. My housemate works at the electrical grid, so it's probably his fault. I will get on that and tell him to, like, I don't know, click some buttons and, like, turn it back on or something. Like, he has access to the whole grid. I don't really understand what the big issue is whenever it turns off. Like, flip it back on. I'm being a little facetious here, but just so you know, this is how sponsors talk to software engineers about AI. They kind of expect it to be God. And you can just turn things on and off. It's super fun. But whatever. Instead of ranting about work and corporate America, what if we played more bad music? But instead of bad music this time, I think it's actually pretty good. I really like this track from the album. I've been looping it like crazy. It's just a really nice vibe. I love how like haunting the background like choir vocals are, and the drop and the glitch like bass patches are really good. Like it adds so much texture to the track and a lot of feel. The vocal editing is like kind of hit or miss in my opinion, but like the track as a whole, I think I usually don't like the way that these vocals are kind of mastered, I suppose, but I think it works really well and sits well in this track as well. And finally, the thing that I want to say about this track is I absolutely love the initial vocal sample and outro vocal sample, talking about the best thing for music would be for computers to completely take it over and for it to go away from people. And the worst thing about music is that people play it. I just think that is such a fun quote. I don't know how much I agree with it, because obviously I don't love AI music, but I do love the idea that like music would be so much better if it didn't have to deal with people, as like music as an entity or something. It's just fun. I like the vibe a little bit. Maybe I'm just completely obsessed with music, but oh well. This track is called See Through by Must Die, and I think if you remember the last track, Disconnect, or any of the other samples I played you, it's going to catch you way off guard. So here it is. Dance.
I think it's probably a good thing if computers just take over music. Because computers are a lot more messed up than people. And the more messed up and farther away music gets from music, the better, the healthier it's going to be for music.
I know I let it get the best of me. It's not my fault that I'm not built for it. It all feels meaningless and wrong to me. The way we focus on the wrong shit. Do you feel? Do you live? We're not the same.
could see through my eyes.
I just love the way that he says that. The worst thing about music is that people play it. So good. All right, I'm going to do a little bit of a quick transition in vibes, but it should kind of work, honestly, using that anomalous track from Must Die's discography to kind of bridge the gap here. But I want to jump into ISOXO's Kids Gone Mad IRL album about last year, actually. Kids Gone Mad came out. It was ISO's big album, ISOXO. And if you aren't paying attention, this would be the only way that you don't know this already about the EDM field, is that ISOXO and Noctu have really, really, really been taking the field by storm. Their tracks are just like filled with energy, and they have a collab project together too called ISONOC. Super fantastic. Check it out. But Kids Gone Mad is great. It is just filled with these crazy, crazy energetic tracks and a certain like eeriness in a lot of them, like Pressure, Vox Cutter, and Moonspell, especially like Back to Back to Back, just have a lot of this like there's like a suspense and kind of anxiousness, I guess, in some of those tracks, and it makes it really fun for like a crowd rave setting to keep the entire crowd like, you know, a little bit in suspense or a little tenser, you know. It's a little bit of a kind of crazy and out there and like mad. I mean, it's called Kids Gone Mad, but it has like a little bit of like an evil undertone, I suppose, to it, a darker undertone. It's very night focused, I suppose. And this album was released about a year later, and it contains some remixes from that album as well as edits that ISO was dropping like live on his shows, so he might have kind of changed the songs up a little bit to play them in a live setting or for tours, like exclusives and stuff. And one of them, like, everyone really thought was never going to come out and was just going to be, like, a tour exclusive. And he just put it on the album anyway. And it starts the track with a little vocal sample of him saying, "They said that this would never come out. Well, screw that. I drop what I want." And that goes crazy. And I think that really has been, like, ISO's whole vibe. And that like, punky energy is really what is making him stand out right now. Is because when he goes to a show and he's like, "I know that everyone else is going to be on a stage, but what if me and my buddy were in a shipping container held up by a crane over the crowd? Like, could we maybe pull that off?" And no one says no, then they make it work. And ISO has really been pushing boundaries just by like going and going and going. And I really love that kind of idea of burn bright and burn out, and it doesn't matter if you get a little burned in the process, is like pretty sick. So I love that energy. These are some of my idols right now. And I want to play the intro track, Kids Gone Mad IRL Star, And then I want to play The Star Sound Part 2, which is what we didn't think would drop at all. And then Growing Pains, the MSFT remix, which makes like the motif melody of the ISOXO Kids Gone Mad album, which you'll hear really early in the intro track, but it just kind of sounds like do 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 do, and it will be in like different synths and stuff like that. But that is littered all throughout the initial album. It's a big part of ISO's, like, I don't know, identity for sure right now. And some of these remixes are like different takes on the track make that sound so much more euphoric and like fun than intense, which is like kind of the original direction of that lead. And I think you'll hear the intensity in this first track a little bit, and kind of maybe some of the switch up in some of these other tracks. And if you like these, definitely check out the Kids Gone Mad album and pretty much all of ISO and Noctu's stuff. There, it's like, it's all so good. I can't recommend it enough. But instead of like simping over their discography, I'm just going to get into the music a little bit here because we don't have a ton of time left. So here's Kids Gone Mad IRL Star, and we'll lead into some other parts of this album too. It's good. This album also blends like into one track into the next, and there's some like vocal samples from ISO saying like, you know, this track it goes like this, or okay, here comes the remix, or they never thought this would drop and stuff like that. So it's a good listen all the way through for sure. But I'm gonna jump around to some of the ones that I really like, which is all of them, but I only have 8 minutes left, so I want to jump to Star Sound Part 2. The original Star Sound is so good. I think Fussy like really blew up with some of her vocal performances on Get Off the Internet with Eliminate and this album, Kids Gone Mad, with ISO. And Fussy, I think her best performance is with Noctu on... Oh, wow, it is... I'm like losing it in this moment. I can find it. What is it called? It's called Rock Your World, and it's so good. I literally bought my ticket to Breakaway 2023 just to hear that song live. It's, well, my first day ticket. Second day ticket was to hear Grizz because he was gonna stop his project, and he's still gone, and I miss him like crazy. Anyway, here is Star Sound Part 2, and listen a little bit to like the kind of euphoric take on that main melody lead that's like all throughout the album. It's a cool direction to take this track, I think, and the intro is really fun too, talking about how no one thought it would drop. So here is Star Sound Part 2, ISOXO, and vocals from Fussy again. That track a lot, and the intro into the drop with just having the like kind of pitched up lead and then like save the drums and let it go for like one bar and then bring the drums in, so good. I feel like that definitely, it's not in the credits, I looked immediately, but Knock 2 is not featured on the credits of that, but I feel like definitely had a lot of influence on how that track ended up, or how that edit ended up, because a lot of his like energy in percussion there, and some of his techniques there too, so. But so fun. I love ISO. I love Knock 2, and especially when they work together, it's good stuff. Finally, I think we'll have just enough time for Growing Pains by ISO, but the MSFT remix. This also does a really fun kind of like vocal sample chirp with the like motif melody that just makes it so much brighter and like happier and like more fun sounding than like the eerie and like intensity that it was originally purposed for on the initial album. So I really like that. When I first heard it, it caught me way off guard, and I admittedly started dancing in the shower. So hope you guys start dancing to it too, and I'll probably head out after this. So this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in next week. My brother will be on air. He might not play any Guilty Gear music like he usually does, but he'll be tuning in, and maybe we'll just talk about like Godzilla or something. So that'll be a fun little podcast episode. And thanks for listening, as always. Here is ISO.